Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Reince is a superstar, but I said they can't call you a superstar, Reince, unless we win. But I'll tell you, Reince is really a star. And he is the hardest working guy. And in a certain way, I did this. Reince, come up here. Where is Reince? Get over here, Reince. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
That man is from Wisconsin, all right. All right, joining us now is Sean Spicer, not from Wisconsin. But he has worked with Reince Priebus for, gosh, 5.5, almost 6 years now, I think, over at the RNC. You probably know him better than his wife does at this point with the schedule you guys keep. Tell us what kind of chief of staff Reince Priebus will make.
Oh, I think he's going to make a phenomenal chief of staff. If you think about the tenure that he's had here at the RNC, he's a guy who put a plan together, raised the money to fund that plan, implemented a ground game and a data operation that cost several hundreds of millions of dollars, and took that vision into a resounding success on Election Day, not just for Donald Trump, but for up and down the ticket. And I think, again, if you go back to the fundamentals about what the role is that he's playing, that role is one that's taking President-elect Trump's vision and ideas and solutions and policies that he wants to champion and working with members of Congress and governors and the federal bureaucracy to get them done. And so Reince has really got that track record of taking ideas and vision and making them realities. And I think that's what we want someone to come and help the president-elect do.
I mean, you have to be a manager of people. How is Reince Priebus as a manager of people?
Well, look, I think you look around him in the RNC, and I think you get a pretty good idea. Now, number one, we employed close to 6,000 people this election cycle without incident. And I think that tells you that the leadership starts at the top. Everybody that worked here at the RNC and around the country for us or through us understood the chairman's vision, what he wanted to do. But again, I think if you go back and you look at some of the senior staff that are here, you realize how long that they've been with Reince, the loyalty they have. And that, in large part, is because he instills that. He inspires people. He brings out the best in people. And so, you know, as Larry pointed out, I've been with him almost 6 years. But there's others that have been here since he was a Wisconsin state chairman. And I think that that's, again, a testament to the kind of leadership that he has, but also the sort of way he operates, that it's inclusive. It brings people together. It creates a team atmosphere, one that is a shared vision of wanting to achieve things and be successful.
Sean Spicer, I guess, we're asking about Reince Priebus, who was named as the chief of staff. There's a lot of Trump supporters, early on Trump supporters, who are wary of this choice, Sean. That won't come as a shock to you. And they're concerned that, listen, Reince Priebus was not on the Trump train. It wasn't necessarily his role to be on the Trump train. And they're concerned that Reince Priebus is more of an establishment figure and is not buying into some of the messages that Donald Trump had and sustained through this campaign. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think, look, President-elect Trump, you just played the clip, talked about how what a great partner Reince Priebus was, how hard he worked for him, how unwavering he was in his support. And you're right. I mean, Reince's job and the job of the RNC was to put together the greatest mechanic and infrastructure possible so that when the voters chose who our nominee was, we were as ready as possible to prosecute that case and to help them win. And he did just that. And I think the president-elect and the vice president-elect have been very profuse in their praise for him because of that. So I don't think this is anything that people have to look beyond President-elect Trump's own words and say, I mean, he knows how to make big decisions and run big things, and it's obvious that he believes in Reince and he believes in his ability to help him get the agenda done. And I would ask anybody to sort of, number one, you have to understand who Reince is. He's task-oriented, he's vision-oriented, and he has been successful doing what he's been doing for the last 6 years, not because he picks a side, but because he is committed to doing his job and doing it well on behalf of the people that, you know, that sort of put him in power here at the RNC and be around the country, the grassroots around the country. And I think that's what Donald Trump saw in him. And that's why he chose him for this position, and I think he's going to be tremendously successful.
Well, Trump has at times not gotten along too well with the current Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, but it now seems clear Paul Ryan's not going anywhere, and it seems clear that having somebody in that role who knows Paul Ryan well might be a real advantage.
Well, I think, well, yeah, but I also, look, I think, you know, Speaker Ryan's had his, you know, comments or had his issues here and there, but he shares that common vision with Donald Trump of getting things done. His Better Way agenda is something that he and Paul Ryan talked about in their first meeting, and something that again, when it comes to the agenda and the issues and the policies, they're going to move the country forward. I think they're hand in hand on that.
And any Sean, listen, we really quickly, what's next for you?
Yeah.
You've been a frequent guest on our program. You've been a great advocate for the RNC. Your chairman is stepping down. What about you?
I was kind of hoping it would be like Brian, Larry, and Sean going. Mm. If that's an option, I would hope that we could talk about that. But look, I'm honored to have the job I have now. It's been truly a life blessing to play in this role, and I'll be as helpful and supportive as I can of Chairman Priebus and President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence to the extent that they ask me to. But right now, we're just focused on helping Chairman Priebus move forward with getting things.
All right. We'd love to have you, Sean, but that's just way too much Patriots and Red Sox and Bruins talk.
Yeah,
oh, God,
that.
The Celtics. Oh, God,
all
the
right.
Celtics. All right. Thanks, Sean.
We got to leave it there. Thanks, Sean.
Congratulations.
All right, bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.